Calm the Roaring Lion, Wednesday. Been There Series, Week 2. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. A Proverbs 15:1. I was a few cars back at a stoplight recently and the light turned green, but nobody moved. I patiently waited for 1.7 seconds, then started losing my mind, internally of course. Why are we not moving? Probably some young kid in front of me just looking at their phone and unaware that we all need to be moving. I was starting to get furious because it was now probably a whole 5 seconds of not moving. Then I saw it. An older gentleman was rolling across the intersection as fast as he could in a wheelchair. Ouch! I didn't have all the facts, I just reacted. I felt a threat to my sense of control over my time. I've learned the hard way that it's best to approach situations that are making us angry, like a paranoid cat, cautiously, tiptoeing, with eyes wide open. Assume there is something happening behind the scenes that you don't realize. You can turn into a lion later, if needed. But if you go roaring like a lion, without all the facts, you could end up looking really foolish, or can make the situation even worse by creating anger and hurt in those around you. A king named Solomon from a really long time ago, and really, really wise, was the one who said, "A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare." Anger tends to stir up more anger. But responding in the opposite spirit, with gentleness and calmness, brings peace. It can be hard to stay calm when we get angry, but if we want to bring peace, we have to choose our words carefully when we get angry. But to choose your words, you have to step away, slow down, and calm down. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, "God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it?" Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 15 verses 1 through 15. Very early in the morning, the leading priests, the elders and the teachers of religious law, the entire high council, met to discuss their next step. They bound Jesus, led him away, and took him to Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You have said it." Then the leading priests kept accusing him of many crimes, and Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer them? What about all these charges they are bringing against you?" But Jesus said nothing, much to Pilate's surprise. Now it was the governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner, anyone the people requested. One of the prisoners at that time was Barabbas, a revolutionary who had committed murder in an uprising. The crowd went to Pilate and asked him to release a prisoner as usual. "Would you like me to release to you this king of the Jews?" Pilate asked. For he realized by now that the leading priests had arrested Jesus out of envy. But at this point, the leading priests stirred up the crowd to demand the release of Barabbas instead of Jesus. Pilate asked them, "Then what should I do with this man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." "Why?" Pilate demanded. "What crime has he committed?" But the mob roared even louder, "Crucify him." So to pacify the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He ordered Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip, then turned him over to the Roman soldiers to be crucified. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. I really don't need to write to you about this ministry of giving for the believers in Jerusalem. For I know how eager you are to help, and I've been boasting to the churches in Macedonia that you in Greece were ready to send an offering a year ago. In fact, it was your enthusiasm that stirred up many of them to begin giving. But I am sending these brothers to be sure you really are ready, as I have been telling them, and that your money is all collected. I don't want to be wrong in my boasting about you. We would be embarrassed, not to mention your own embarrassment, if some Macedonian believers came with me and found that you weren't ready after all I had told them. So I thought I should send these brothers ahead of me to make sure the gift you promised is ready. But I want it to be a willing gift, not one given grudgingly. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.